This is St. Matthew's Episcopal Church of Universal City, Texas. Thank you for joining us for the 10th Sunday after Pentecost, Proper 14, August 9th, 2020. Please use the order of service to follow along and participate. You may open it from our website, stmatts-uc.org. Look for the worship service link on the front page.
Good morning, and welcome to St. Matthew's Episcopal Church. We're grateful to have you join us in morning prayer today. I'm Barbara Duffield, and I'm filling in for Father Tim as he's away for a well-needed weekend off. I would ask that if you have not already seen it, a new video chat from Father Tim was sent out on this past Friday. And if you are not receiving it for any reason, please call the office and let them know so you can be added to the list. But do listen to it and pay attention. It's got some good information. In addition to that, if you have your bulletin printed out, if you will look on the inside of the back cover, there is information about giving to St. Matthew's. And if you are in a position to be able to continue honoring your pledges and tithes, it is important that we keep our financial donations up to date. And now, let us sing hymn number 680, verses 1 through 3, O God, our help in ages past. Send out your light and your truth, that they may lead me and bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on us. Forgive us all our sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen us in all goodness. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep us in eternal life. Amen. Lord, open our lips.
And our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The earth is the Lord's, for he made it. Come, let us adore him.
Let us join together in reciting the Jubilate. Be joyful in the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with a song. Know this, the Lord himself is God. He himself has made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and call upon his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his faithfulness endures from age to age. Let us join together in reciting Psalm 85, verses 8 through 13. I will listen to what the Lord God is saying, for he is speaking peace to his faithful people and to those who turn their hearts to him. Truly, his salvation is very near to those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring up from the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. The Lord will indeed grant prosperity, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness shall go before him, and peace shall be a pathway for his feet. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our first reading is a reading from the first book of Kings. At Oreb, the Mount of God, Elijah came to a cave and spent the night there. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He answered, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they are seeking my life to take it away." He said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Now there was a great wind, so strong that it was splitting mountains and breaking rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of sheer silence. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. Then there came a voice to him that said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He answered, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they are seeking my life to take it away." Then the Lord said to him, "Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. When you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael as king over Aram. Also, you shall anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, as king over Israel. And you shall anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat, of Abel-Meholah, as prophet in your place. Whoever escapes the sword of Hazael, Jehu shall kill. And whoever escapes the sword of Jehu, Elisha shall kill. Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. If you will join me as we read together a song of praise. Glory to you, Lord God of our fathers. You are worthy of praise. Glory to you. Glory to you for the radiance of your holy name. We will praise you and highly exalt you forever. Glory to you in the splendor of your temple. On the throne of your majesty, glory to you. Glory to you, seated between the cherubim. We will praise you and highly exalt you forever. Glory to you, beholding the depths in the high vault of heaven. Glory to you. Glory to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We will praise you and highly exalt you forever.
A reading from Paul's letter to the church in Rome. Moses writes concerning the righteousness that comes from the law, that the person who does these things will live by them. But the righteousness that comes from faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the abyss, that is, to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart and so is justified, and one confesses with the mouth and so is saved. The scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord for all and is generous to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how are they to call on one in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in one whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone to proclaim him? And how are they to proclaim him unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A song to the Lamb. Splendor and honor and kingly power are yours by right, O Lord our God. And you created everything that is, and by your will they were created and have their being. And yours by right, O Lamb that was slain, for with your blood you have redeemed for God. From every family, language, people, and nation, a kingdom of priests to serve our God. And so to him who sits upon the throne, and to Christ the Lamb, be worship and praise, dominion and splendor, forever and forevermore.
Our third reading is from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up to the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened and began to sink. And he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The word of the Lord.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be always acceptable to you, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Amen. We heard last week of Jesus' struggle to find a place to be alone.
This week now, we hear that he has sent the disciples away for some time apart from him. Have any of you ever needed just a few minutes of peace and been unable to find a place to hide in order to be left alone? I remember as a wife and the mother of three young sons when I discovered that the best place I could find to be left alone was in my kitchen with a sink full of dirty dishes. No one was going to come and find me and bother me as long as the dishes needed to be done. In today's gospel reading, we are told that Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up to the mountain by himself to pray. He was still in need of that alone time with his Father. Now, we aren't told what the disciples thought of being sent off by Jesus, but whatever their thoughts may have been, we know that they were accustomed to the waters, and likely they did not feel any anxiety, at least not at first, about their watery travels. But that evening, the weather turned bad and the boat began to be battered around by the wind and the waves. Even then, I can imagine that the fishermen among them had struggled against bad weather before and were managing all right. But that all changed when they looked up and saw someone walking toward them on the sea. The reading tells us they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost," and they cried out in fear. But this was Jesus, the one they had learned from and worshiped with, the one who healed people in unusual ways and even brought some of them back to life. He was the one who had just fed over 5,000 men, women, and children with a bit of bread and fish. And still, they were desperately afraid. So, whether they did not recognize Jesus because of the storm, or maybe it was just way too strange for him to be walking on the water in their direction, they were terrified until Jesus told them, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And Jesus comforted them in their fear. You know, I take a lot of consolation in the fact that my favorite disciple, Peter, immediately spoke out upon hearing that familiar voice and asked Jesus to call him to come to him on the water. Good old Peter, who always speaks without thinking and loves Jesus so deeply that he can't imagine not being with him. And Jesus complied, saying simply, "Come." Now, can you imagine the look on Peter's face when he took a few steps and then came to himself and realized he was standing on top of the water? He panicked and he began to sink and he called out, "Lord, save me." And Jesus reached a hand out and caught him, saying, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" I have, for most of my life, looked at that statement from Jesus with pity for poor Peter, because he so obviously had failed the test. He was walking on the water as Jesus had called him to do, and then he became fearful and began to sink. But what if there's another way to look at it? As I think of Jesus, I think of the love that he showered on his disciples. I think of his understanding of their humanity and his desire to have them be with him and to continue learning. I think of his awareness that they were good, yet fallible men. When I think of it in that way, I hear a gentleness in his tone, a gentleness I had not heard before. Perhaps it was less of a criticism and more of a reminder that they could trust in him always. I do take a good bit of comfort in that thought, because I can find myself fretting and fearful so much of the time these days. Maybe some of you do as well. I can find myself worrying about COVID and wondering how long before we can come back to this church to really worship within this precious church, or I fret over the political tantrums our politicians are having on both sides of the aisle. And when I recognize what I'm doing, I can have a great tendency to chastise myself with reminders of how blessed I am and how fortunate in so many ways. How can I be so fearful and faithless? I know well that Jesus has always shown up for me. His track record is 100% in taking care of me and comforting me when I needed it. It's not always been in the way that I wanted, but it has always been in the way that I needed. Sometimes that wasn't apparent until much later. Oh, me of little faith. Maybe I need to try saying that to myself in a gentler tone. Maybe some of you need that as well. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, as you call us to come to you, may we trust that the waves below and around us are never beyond your protection. Help us to reach for your hand and trust in your love and mercy. Help us to remember that we are precious in your sight and that we can always turn back to you when we begin to flounder. In your holy name, I pray. Amen. And now let us say together the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
Clothe your ministers with righteousness.
Let your people sing with joy.
Give peace, O Lord, in all the world.
For only in you.
Lord, keep this nation under your care.
And guide us in the way of justice and truth.
Let your way be known upon earth. Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten.
Nor the hope of the poor be taken away.
Create in us clean hearts, O God.
And sustain us with your Holy Spirit.
Grant to us, Lord, we pray, the Spirit to think and do always those things that are right, that we, who cannot exist without you, may by you be enabled to live according to your will. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. A collect for the renewal of life. O God, the King eternal, whose light divides the day from the night and turns the shadow of death into the morning. Drive far from us all wrong desires. Incline our hearts to keep your law and guide our feet into the way of peace. That having done your will with cheerfulness during the day, we may, when night comes, rejoice to give you thanks. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Please join me in the Prayers of the People, Form 6, found on the insert you got from your computer or in the Book of Common Prayer on page 392. In peace we pray for you, Lord God. For all people in their daily life and work, for our families, friends, and neighbors, and for those who are alone. For this community, the nation, and the world. For Donald, our president, the Congress, Greg, our governor, the men and women of the armed forces, especially those deployed, including David, Carlton, and Daniel, and wisdom for the leaders of all nations. Also, we pray for the prompt and safe return of our brave, missing, and imprisoned military service members, for all who work for justice, freedom, and peace, for the just and proper use of your creation, for the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression, for all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble, for those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy, for the peace and unity of the Church of God, the Diocese of Nigeria, Diocesan Renewal Movement, Curcio, Happening, Kairos, and Recovery Ministries, Christ Church, St. Matthew's, Bryson and Deborah, and World Mission and Outreach Ministries, for all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth, for Justin, Archbishop of Canterbury, Michael, our presiding bishop, David, our bishop, John, Bill, Jim, and Gary, our retired bishops, Pastor Luke, Father Tim, Deacon Sally, and Barbara, for all bishops and other ministers, for all who serve God in His church, for the special needs and concerns of this congregation, we pray for reopening team, Carl, Lorena, Crystal, Scott and Carrie, Rick, Susie, Susan, Gail, Helen's family, Susie's family, Ron, Bryce's family, Ronaldo's family, Thomas and Darian, Sean, Dottie, Amanda and Athena, Mary and Ken, Richard's family, Zelda's family, Michael, Jim and Holly, Mary and Julie, Linda, Luciana, Bobby, Terry, George, Joseph's family, Pat's family. You may add your own petitions. Hear us, Lord, for your mercy is great. We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life. We give special thanks for Shannon and Janet and Glenn. You may add your own thanksgivings. We will exalt you, O God our King, and praise your name forever and ever. We pray for all who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom, especially for Helen, Bryce, Richard, Zelda, Pat, and Joseph. Please add your own petitions. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them who put their trust in you.
Heavenly Father, you have promised to hear what we ask in the name of your Son. Accept and fulfill our petitions, we pray, not as we ask in our ignorance, nor as we deserve in our sinfulness, but as you know and love us in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is discord, union. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. Grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplication to you. And you have promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together in his name, you will be in the midst of them. Fulfill now, O Lord, our desires and petitions as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth, and in the age to come, life everlasting. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us always. Amen. And now our final hymn, let us sing hymn 559, Lead Us, Heavenly Father, Lead Us. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to him from generation to generation in the church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever. Amen.